Good morning and welcome to day 25 of my top tips on creating a powerful personal presence. Today I'd like to talk about giving before you receive. And if you know people that are very charismatic and have that strong personal presence, you will also recognise that they're frequently giving to other people. They just seem to do it naturally and seamlessly. They're in a room, perhaps a networking event, and they just seem to know people that will help the people that they're talking to. And this month with my networking groups, I've been running an exercise where we've been identifying who would really make a difference to our business and what connections we would really like to make. We've then been sharing that with the rest of the group and spending time really thinking about what connections we have that we could connect each other to. And the impact of then that has been really quite dramatic. And we've been thinking outside the box and introducing each other to connections that we have that we know will really help the other person. So giving before we receive. And the result of that is, of course, that when you give, and you freely give, not expecting anything, people actually want to give back. And that old law of reciprocity just kicks in. And people bend over backwards to also find connections for you. That's not the reason why we do it, but that's just what happens. And then you're part of a really supportive network of contacts who are inherently invested in helping each other to succeed. So having this mindset of wanting to give is a wonderful mindset and obviously helps you to get seen, to get noticed. People will talk about how effective you are and how giving you are, and all of that raises your personal presence and your professional standing in the network that you are in. I don't mean a formal networking group, although it could be that, but I mean just your bigger network of connections that you have. So when you're going to events, really be present, really listen to what people are looking for, and spend some time thinking about how you can help other people. Even picking up the phone and making a phone call to somebody and creating an introduction for one of your network connections. We can also give in many other ways. If people are launching a new business, there are ways in which we can help them. There's advice we can give them. If they're branching out into a new area, we might just happen to see articles of interest, or we might be able to connect them with somebody who's an expert in that field. And of course, when people are launching a new business or a new product or a new service, there may be lots of skills that they need to call on that they don't yet have. Very often it's technical skills or marketing skills or help with PR. So how can you help the people that you know? How can you add value to them? Because when you're adding value to them, you're uppermost in their mind, they will remember you, they'll think of you, and they'll also be really keen to send business your way. And it's all about being active in your business community rather than just passively turning up to things, soaking up the information, soaking up the knowledge, meeting a few people, having a few chats, and just absorbing. What you're actually doing when you're giving back is you're contributing, and you're seen then as one of the key players in that network. You're seen as one of the movers and shakers, somebody that people can rely on, somebody that people will call on when they've got a question. And if you're a speaker, then you're one of the people that will be uppermost in their mind if they want someone to speak at an event, or if anybody else is looking for a keynote speaker. So giving before we receive is a really big part of personal presence. So please have fun with that, because as we all know, it's much, much more pleasurable, it's much more rewarding to give than it is to receive. And when you do that, great things happen. All sorts of doors open up, all sorts of connections open up for you. And the whole experience of being with people and networking with people becomes so much more exciting. And you get a great buzz when you've helped somebody and it's had a major impact on their business. So that's tip 25. Have fun with that. Have fun being a giver. And I will really look forward to seeing you on tip 26. Have a great day.